Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Show. Diaco Next Gen. You guys kind of are. There's like three generations. Well, no, I guess there would be.
No, there's three with Daddy Joe.
Yeah, Daddy Joe would be. And is it Arlene? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, Arlene.
That's right.
Grandma Arlene, is she cool as hell?
Oh, she's the best.
No, I think Grandma Arlene. It might play favorites to her. Who's her favorite? We always concentrate on Daddy Joe, but let's talk about Hot Rock and Flamethrowing Arlene.
You can never tell who her favorite is. So I'm sure the boys have talked about how she used to sign all of their cards with "You're my favorite."
Yeah. Arlene's a little bit more old school. Like she will not.
She's a worker.
She plays poker a little bit better than Daddy Joe.
So much better.
Daddy Joe just tells everybody Nick's my favorite.
Yes.
Period.
Including Nick.
Bella, where do you rank on Daddy Joe's list, you think?
Definitely up there, but I'm not sure. I think
you're second, Bella. You're going to medical school. Yes. You're one of the first.
I want to say I'm second just because we've spent so much more time with him than the younger ones, just because we've got like 8 years on the younger ones. So.
Plus, think about how proud he is, though. I mean, I often say the royal seed, the Diaco royal seed, but not all families. I mean, think about the levels, like, you know, my stupid ass family. My sister is the best.
She's the sweetest.
And she's as far as educated, she has her, I don't know if she's got her master's from Purdue. I know she has her undergraduate from Purdue. I don't know if she got her, I think she may have her master's from Purdue. So that's pretty accomplished. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I flunked out of Indiana State, and that's it. That's all there is, just me and her. And, you know, but look at the Diacos. From the Diaco seed, Arlene and Joseph Diaco, the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You got three attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
You got a doctor. No, you got two doctors if you count Joe.
Yeah.
Then you got you two. And I think you're going to be a doctor, Bella.
Fingers crossed,
and
yes.
And Nick's going to be the next Henry Ford. And then we don't know. And I think it's too young to, you know, you guys are the next generation where we can kind of see where you're headed, whereas we don't know where. Sophia says she wants to own a car dealership.
She wants to be the next Billy Fusillo.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that.
She wants to be Sophia Elder.
Yeah.
No, for real.
She really loves cars. I mean, I remember.
Well, hey, you got to think Rob Elder started from his mom.
Yeah.
Really?
His mom had the dealerships.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that, Bella?
No, that was Zana.
I was going to say, if Bella didn't know that, she should have her ass kicked. Because
no, that's me.
Because Rob Elder is like Steve, her dad's best friend. I think that's, you know, Steve's best friend, is it not?
One of them. I mean, yeah, they talk all the time. I see him all the time. He's fantastic guy.
So she's going to be a car dealership. She's going to own a car dealership.
She has been talking about cars for
Diaco
forever.
Ford. How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
Diaco Ford.
Yeah. We'll get our cars from her.
What is little Danny?
Diaco Lamborghini.
What is he like? What does little Danny like?
Well, he actually just got first place in a little like go-kart racing like tournament. He got first in his class.
In his age deal.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he'll be a little racer.
Dan has
passed on his love for cars to those kids for sure.
How about Trey?
Keep it a hobby.
Now Trey, the reason why Jay's finally coming back from his 5-month vacation is Trey's trying out for football. He's got a football deal going
on. Yes, he's going to play football at Jesuit, which is
not surprising, right?
It is a little
surprising.
Boy in the bubble. Well, I mean, a little bit, but I mean, he's done sports and stuff, but I mean, football at Jesuit is just no joke.
That was incredibly surprising to me. Yeah, I mean, there's some big kids at that school, and Trey's not exactly, you know, the 6'4", 250-pounder.
Now, Nick, were you ever involved in sports? Because you look athletic. No, for real.
Yeah, anything with a ball, I was awful at. I couldn't do baseball. I couldn't do football. I swam and I rode.
Road bike?
Like crew.
Oh, like road. Crew. Yeah, I rode a boat.
Oh, crew?
Yeah, because no,
that's
you don't really
rich
need.
People shit right there.
You don't need hand-eye coordination. You kind of just push.
You just get told what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one move.
Yeah. I was never the crew guy. I weighted the boat down too much. Now, Bella, were you
guys have a tugboat team?
Nick, you got a tugboat team? Bella, how about you? Were you sports?
I did. I played all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
I
you
also
look athletic.
Did. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I did swim. I did track. I did soccer. I was captain and MVP of the soccer team. What else did I do? I did play softball for a bit.
Could you beat Nick in soccer? Like if you two went one-on-one?
Oh, 100%.
I can't even contest that.
Yeah. But he'll tell you what a fucking cardinal looks like now, won't he?
Yes. Yes.
Got you there, Bella.
They're
who's
red.
Laughing now?
And we both
damn.
Surf, too.
But don't cardinals, they are red, but some of them are white, aren't they, sometimes?
The girls are brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
The girls are brown.
Yeah.
That was when I was when I was in elementary school, our team was the Cardinals. And they're a very pretty bird, are they not?
Yeah.
Are they mean?
They're territorial.
And aren't Blue Jays real territorial as well?
Oh, they'll mess you up.
Blue Jays will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bella and Nick Diaco in for the after show. Now, am I going to get you guys to be able to give me your opinion on some new stuff? And we just don't make it all Diacos. Like, I think Bella will give me her opinion, but Nick probably won't because he's afraid that might mess the 3D Printer Association, make them mad or something.
We'll give a bit.
The singer, remember that song?
I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Right?
Oh.
I forgot what it's called.
Goodbye and I hammered. Can somebody send that to me? I bet you Nick and Bella have never heard that. Like, that's not part of their
generation. No, I've heard that song. It's like I say goodbye and I choke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
something and I fumble. Yeah.
Every this is a bad breakup song. Like, right, isn't it? It's about being sorry.
I got the link right here. Yeah.
Doesn't Adele usually sing bad breakup songs?
Yeah, we always hope for her to have another breakup because there's going to be a great album to follow.
Blitz is sending me the.
I got to send it to you.
The Macy Gray deal. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Mm-hmm.
Macy Gray.
I haven't heard anything from her in like 20 years.
I think she only had this one song.
This was
her
one hit wonder.
How much can you make on one hit? Oh, hold on. When will they stop?
I believe that fate. It says she has a net worth of. One place says $12 million and one says $23 million.
Good for her.
From just this one song. I'm sure she has others, but.
Yeah, she's done more than just
this
one.
She's a songwriter, soul singer, musician, record producer, and actress.
Okay.
And she's really de-whipped over this guy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Now, why would they show that couple?
I think she's just singing about the situation in general.
Oh,
general.
Thought maybe that was her next door neighbor and she was going through a bad. I mean, I didn't know. All right. Well, this woman here is not happy with the American flag and she wants us to change it.
Macy Gray?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
She said the American flag has been hijacked as code for a specific belief. God bless those believers. They can have it. Gray, 53, said, Like the Confederate, if it is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect, and it no longer represents democracy and freedom, it no longer represents all of us. It's not it's not fair to be forced to honor it.
Whoa.
It's time for a new flag. She suggests that our new American flag be off-white and have the stars, all the white ones, alongside black ones.
What?
To reflect the America's brown diversity.
Oh, boy.
Now, when our flag was being made, wasn't it under, and you guys are far smarter than me, I know, but wasn't it under the fact that we were now becoming free from a particular country, and it wasn't a white or black thing, it was a country thing, and it wasn't about...
And there's been many iterations of the flag.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, the first one was just with the 13 stars in a yep. circle.
13 yep. original colonies.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Shout and them. It was kind Shout of, them. Yeah, it was kind of as like a sign of independence and saying that we were... something different from Britain.
She's 53. Oh.
13 original colony song. Does any of you guys remember it, or is this an old time?
I didn't know there was a song.
Oh, yeah, there's a song.
Like, is it by Macy Gray?
No.
It's like, you count them, da-da.
Is it like a Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Okay. Yes,
it was a Schoolhouse Rock kind of deal.
Oh. I've never heard it.
I don't know if Bella and Nick's generation ever did this.
Can we name it? Do you think it all 13 of them as a group?
Nick and Bella could. I don't think we could.
I don't think I could.
I have absolutely no
History
clue.
History is
Hold
not
on,
our
Nick,
forte.
You got a 160 IQ. You don't know what 13 original colonies are?
I know Virginia was in there.
Hold on.
He's
here.
Right.
We actually had...
I think that's all
we
I got,
all
too.
We all make more than 35,000 decisions.
Hold on.
New York.
New York
wasn't one of them.
It wasn't?
Oh,
no.
I thought it was.
Wait,
I think
are you
maybe
for real?
New England. I don't know. I'm thinking.
Oh, hold man. On.
I think this is
Vermont.
Shout them, tout them, tell all yes. about them. One by one, were you giving it days to every state.
In the USA, yeah.
In the USA, I think. Hold on here. Oh, Jesus. What I got to hear the.
Today there are two.
Right. Is this the 50 Nifty Say song?
No, this is 13 colonies.
Okay.
But, the colonies there.
No, that ain't the one I was thinking about. Nick, you don't know the original 13
I've
colonies?
Never heard this in my life.
You got a 1600 life. on your.
We definitely learned this in elementary school.
This is
the 50 Nifty States.
Deep
I think.
Away
it's
in my
the
50 memory. Nifty States.
It is the 50
song.
Nifty States, yeah. And then in the middle of the, I think the
Correct.
Chorus.
Hold on,
yeah.
Let me send this to you, Bubba.
Okay,
this is the actual song you're thinking of.
It's
the 50
the
Nifty States.
Smartest bitch here out of everybody. Come on here. I'm just telling you. Hold on.
This is it.
Yes.
50
United States from 13 original colonies. Shout. Oh.
The lyrics are on it. Hard to see, though.
We never sung this part.
You can't even see them.
Nick, your girlfriend's really liking this stuff. Do you think Moha knows isn't that her native name? Moha?
It's not far off.
Okay. Moha. Uh-huh. Do you think she would know the 13 original colonies? Shout them some. Do they have to learn about American culture in
well, she was born.
She was born. She's
in
from
America, yeah.
Kansas.
She's real American.
Bubba, she's more American than Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. You know, Anna's first breath was the state of she lived in not the state, the country of Israel.
I did not know that.
She's an Israeli.
Yeah, huh. don't trust her.
This is really pissing me off, Blitz. I thought there was a song.
It's coming up.
Shout 'em, scout 'em, tell all about 'em, one by one, till we've given a day to every state.
I think Bella paid more attention than Nick did in school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this
Alaska,
wasn't.
Arizona,
what?
Arkansas, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember learning this in
my
elementary
school. Is it just an alphabetical
school?
Order?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it comes to a song. Florida, Georgia, Hawaii. Is that
yep.
Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut. Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana.
Which is I'm from white trash. All right, Blitz. I thought they had the original colonies in here. Oh, right here.
No. It's in the middle, I think, or something.
Oh, are those? Oh.
Maybe not.
Well, Wisconsin, Wyoming. F off.
Oh, here.
Is this it?
Could be.
Shout 'em, scout 'em, tell all about 'em, one by one, till we've given a day to every state in the good old U.S.
All right, well, fuck it. What were the 13 original colonies?
Definitely Virginia is one of them, and that's all I got.
Delaware. I think Delaware.
Maybe Connecticut?
Connecticut, yeah. Virginia.
Jersey.
Jersey was?
I think so.
That's where Dan was throwing pies.
One of the Carolinas must have been in there.
South Carolina, but they both were. Oh.
North and South Carolina were both original 13 colonies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Blitz, I think you have the list there. Won't you blurt them off?
Okay,
us?
It is New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode
Island.
Slow down.
Hold on. One more time. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
Georgia.
Not Florida.
No.
Florida's too far south to be considered south.
It is. South. We are not. I don't think Florida is considered the south.
Like the northern central part of Florida is the south, but the rest of it's not.
Yeah, yeah. Lake City is the cutoff.
Yeah, about that.
I think so. Right?
The more south you go, the more north it becomes.
The seven things you must.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Now, is this a big topic in LA? I got to think it probably is.
I mean, I just feel like it's a big topic about people my age just talking about Britney Spears.
And how batshit crazy do you have to be in order for your dad to be able to tell you what you're doing clear up until you're like mid-40s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Conservatorship.
Yeah, conservatorship that she seems to not be able to get out of. And usually that's only reserved for the elderly, so they never get out of it because they just die. But she's having trouble getting out of it.
What I'm saying is, like, how batshit... I mean, like, anybody can fake it in front of a judge. So why, I mean, don't you think you could just go fake it and be like, Your Honor, I am a very, you know, responsible, sound mind adult. I'd like to be able to make my own decisions. And, I mean, you could go up there and fucking practice and wing it like the next guy.
I think that the dad and the lawyer were in on it together, according to the documentary. So, yeah.
And I don't think she really fought it back when it first started. Like, she wasn't real big against it. She kind of was, but not really.
She looks like she's on, like, antipsychotics or something.
No, for sure.
She looks drugged up. I follow her on Instagram.
Have you seen her TikToks?
Are they hot?
Where she's like dancing all
Crazy.
Yeah,
she's like dancing, but she looks she looks like she's like a hostage somewhere. She literally has this one TikTok of her where she's just like walking back and forth in front of the camera and just smiling at it. Like, she looks crazy.
So is she like batshit girl crazy the way some girls get?
I would say so. I mean, she shaved her head. She's crazy.
The way all women are. Mm-hmm. Day, it's just what level of crazy are you going to get from them? Have you learned that yet, Nick, as a man? That women are apps. I mean, I know you love your Mohong. I know she's the coolest. I wish you guys the very best. If you would get married and I'd be invited, if I could wear cargo shorts, I'd appreciate it.
So there's lots of these are like,
but I'm just saying, like, women are all fucking, as a man.
Not like this.
I've dated some really, really crazy girls.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you can harness that, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's like if, you know, if you can harness that crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it's a tight line, though.
You know, it's always, it eventually goes south on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, now, how old is Britney?
She's almost 40.
I think she still looks pretty damn good. Like, I would blast. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem right. And she answers questions that nobody asked. Like, she's like, I know everybody wants to know who my favorite Disney character is. It's like, no. You okay?
I know. I wouldn't know. Is this where she lives?
I think she's on vacation. You got to find the one where she's dancing all wild.
Yeah.
Hey, if you hang out with her, man, can you? I mean, she's still
probably
worth.
She's got a hot boyfriend. Oh.
She does?
Yeah, he's like this hot Persian guy.
Is this right here?
She yeah, like
she
that's
was
crazy.
An all night bender.
Yeah,
right here. Hold
on. Her dance videos crack.
This is the way all LA girls look like on Sunday after going out. This is Bella's house right here.
She's pretty hot for being 40.
Hey, Brittany, just show us your tits. Like, we don't want to see this interpretive dance of stuff. Yeah. Please get the fuck out of here on this shit. Any girls that do that spinneroony shit is batshit crazy.
I'm telling you.
Girls can do that, but when they start doing like this, that's fucking straight. Get out of there immediately. Is this?
It's like French.
Is this mandolin?
I think
it's mandolin, yes.
Nick, is this mandolin? Hey, Nick, what's the number one song in mandolin right now? Can somebody give me?
Just tell me this one.
Hey, Anna, try to find me the number one song in mandolin.
Yeah, no problem.
des étoiles en océan.
That's just too much shit going on for me.
I think she literally just sits at home and dances all day like this.
Yeah. If I was dating her, I'd be like, listen, do you have anything else to do? You got like $100 million in the fucking bank.
Is this on loop or is it just, it's
no,
still
it's
going?
Long, yeah.
No, she, yeah, she,
oh my God.
She's fucking higher than a billy goat.
She's, are you turned on?
Oh, yeah, I am now. And she's going down to the pubic region.
Yeah.
She's always spinning around.
Look, at she's offering me her jugs. Look, at she says, give them, like watch. She says, I'm giving you my jugs. Watch, watch. Have my jugs.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for the jugs. I mean, listen, I got even a couple girls in the room, and they'll tell you this is the offering your jugs to a guy dance right here. Look, right here, watch. What are you doing right here? Take my jugs. My jugs are yours. This is bath salts. And for being rich, I hope she's on vacation because that 12 by 12 tile is bullshit. Like real rich people blitz have at least 18 by 18. Right. Real fucking rich people don't have, you know, travertine 12 by 12s if you're real fucking rich.
Well, I mean, yeah. Her dad didn't want her to spend the money.
Yeah. Dad, I want the 18 by 18 travertines. No, motherfucker, I'm in charge of your money. We're only giving you 12 by 12s for saving 20 grand. I will tell you, for 40-some years old, popping out two kids, she looks great. She's like Krista Diaco. She looks great after two kids.
Oh, my mom's got a six-pack that'll blow that out of the water.
Oh, I know she will.
Here's another one.
And your mom's got 10 years on her and looks better.
Yep.
Your mom might be the hottest woman for her age in the world. I'm just saying.
It's frustrating because she looks better than I do. And
I know,
she's
you
got 30
lot.
Years on me.
I know. So just, you better keep it tight or your mom's. I mean, Bella, how bad is it going to be when you take a guy over and be like, you know, you're kind of hot, but your mom. My Lord, she's off the script. And I think I heard her and your dad fucking going crazy last night.
I mean, we've literally gone out to lunch and stuff and people will think we're sisters or friends or something. It's, I mean, no one ever thinks that she's my mom.
Is that all she does all day?
Pretty much.
I think so.
No good? You don't like it?
Get back in the studio, Brittany. I mean, right?
Well, we don't really want to hear her.
But here's the deal, man. She probably has 100 million views on this, that's probably worth fucking $5 million, right?
Yeah, it's just sad.
I mean, when you're on this, she's got 2.9 million.
She's spinning around, jumping around, but I mean, not doing
as
anything.
As a girl, are you saying this is sad?
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad because she's definitely just, like, not mentally well, and her dad's just getting all the money, and she literally, like, all she does is make these dance videos.
She burnt down her gym, Bubba. She left a candle
hold on,
there.
Hold on, she's...
The first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what's my favorite business trip that I ever took?
No one asked that.
It's probably a trip to Italy. Donatella.
Man, slow down on the cocaine.
she's spitting.
She's on something.
Adderall, like fucking 100 milligrams.
And just to stay in her beautiful villa. It was beautiful. She fine and dined us and huge fashion shows. It was really, really fun. The second question is, what's my shoe size? My shoe size is a size 7. Question is, am I ready to take the stage again? Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea. I'm having fun right now.
I can't until my dad tells me if I can or not.
Literally.
Transition in my life, and I'm enjoying myself. So that's it. Okay, so I hear that you guys have been writing in, and I'm here to answer all of your questions. The first main question that you guys...
Wow.
I liked it better when she was just dancing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
okay,
God
so
bless her, poor little thing.
And I'm here to answer all of your questions.
She's just a little
changed.
Yeah,
she has crazy voice, too.
Yeah, she does have, like, Marlboro-like crazy voice.
Yeah, it's crazy voice, yeah.
You know?
Like, she used to have, like, kind of cute voice, but now it's crazy voice.
Yeah. And I think she fucking smokes Marlboro Lights.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. That's, I mean, like, smoking cigarettes aren't cool in today's, right, kids? I mean, I'm saying, like, there's nobody that smokes cigarettes.
No. Oh, I still have friends that smoke cigarettes.
A lot of my
international
friends, if you go to almost any other country, it's still a very cool thing to smoke.
But I have American friends who smoke cigarettes.
Have either of you ever smoked?
Uh-oh.
I guarantee if Bella's fucking burned a Marlboro Light.
I'm talking about cigarettes.
I have never smoked a cigarette. I've seen family members be addicted to it, and it just, that's something I've never been into.
Some of them still are.
Yeah.
Yes. I have tried one. I'm not like addicted to nicotine. I don't love it, but I have smoked a cigarette. Yes.
You mean
smoked a cigarette?
And Bella, I promise you it was under these Is it auspices? Is that right?
I know where you're going, Bubba.
You and the girls were out drunk, and that's when all hot chicks have
a cigarette.
That's exactly what it is.
Of course.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, and it's like the regular hot chicks that wouldn't be smoking, like, you know, as they're going to fucking Publix, but they're out with their girlfriends, they're drunk, and for some reason, a Marlboro Light just goes right to their fucking lips.
Yep. No, that's exactly what happened. I mean, literally, the only time I've ever smoked cigarettes is when we're like drunk at a bar and then we go outside for a quick cigarette break and I'll just like hit one of my friends. I've never had like a whole cigarette by myself.
Nick's looking at you, scoffing at you, thinking you're a fucking charlatan. I'm fucking disgusted with my sister.
Getting the evil eye over here.
One's all right.
Oh, it's every time she goes out, she takes a couple drags off old girls, I promise you.
No.
Don't even let her lie.
No, but most of my friends have puffs and all that stuff now.
Oh, like the vapes?
Yeah.
Plus, weed is completely recreational legal, I think, in both of your states, New York and California.
New York, they just legalized it recreationally. But California, yes.
So California, recreationally, you could literally go down there, you know, to the dispensary and just whatever. You don't need a fucking card or nothing.
Nope. Just need your ID.
Is this pot everywhere?
Oh, yeah. They have weed cafes now where it's weed in California is being treated like alcohol now. Like you can walk on the sidewalk and smoke a joint. You can smoke a joint on the beach. There's these cafes that have edible.
But you have to wear a mask.
Exactly.
Don't get COVID, but you can fucking get high as a billy goat right here on the beach.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. But, yeah.
Hold on. I burnt my gym down. Do you ever notice that crazy bitches like fire?
Yeah.
Remember Left Eye Lopez? She burnt down her fucking guy's house.
Oh, yeah. And she died.
Yeah, one thing led to another, and I burned it down.
What? All crazy bitches say, one thing led to another.
And then I burned it down.
Nick, I know you're a young man. You need to take some of these notes for crazy bitches.
I think it was a candle, allegedly.
Here we go. Hold on.
Nick's holding his head like he's had this happen to him before.
Hold on.
Here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had 2 candles and, one thing led to another and I burned it down.
So. She didn't say that she was having a fucking seance from her ex-baby mama daddy.
Well, I'm in here and I only have 2 pieces of equipment left.
God, she's still hot, though.
I will tell you, man, like she has no stomach. Like, I mean, she's really still in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
What I do. During this time.
She's too crazy though. Like a little crazy is kind of, she's doing that wrong.
She has the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, she's doing that wrong.
She's worth what, $200 million?
I wonder.
Well, that makes her a little hotter. Okay.
I'd let her be crazy for $200 million.
Yeah, me too. What's she doing?
Was that the whole story of her burning her gym down?
Yeah, and then she's going to show you a workout.
Now, Nick, did you have a story like that? Because you kind of shook your head like you might have something similar.
Nick, have you had fire issues?
Oh my God, not fire, but I've feared for my life with one of my exes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, for real. Like, Nick, I'm afraid of my shadow.
Like, were you afraid to sleep or something? Or was...
Well, I'll tell you what happened after we broke up. Bella, I don't know if you knew about this, but after I broke up with this one girl, she started sending, like baby stuff to our house, like diapers, baby formula.
Oh.
Who?
Nina.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
really?
She was trying to get me to think that she was, like, pregnant.
Oh, been there, done that.
Oh, man, I could tell you some stories. I tried to get a girl pregnant so she wouldn't leave me one time.
I had a girlfriend that I dated for a while. It did basically the same thing.
So, oh, Nick, she said you got her knocked, and you knew you didn't get her knocked. And I bet you Steve wouldn't fucking love the fact that you got formula and diapers come into the deal. I bet you Steve's like, Nick, are you lying to me? Dad, I swear she's not pregnant. Then why the fuck is her diapers being sent to the house, Nick? People just don't send diapers to the house.
Yeah, it's she was fun. She was fun.
Until now,
I think she's going to MIT again, so I have to deal with her again next year.
Hold on. Your ex, who at one time sent diapers and formula to the house to tell you she was pregnant when she was just fucking crazy, might be going to MIT.
She got caught for plagiarism, like was completely disowned by every job she's ever had. So she changed her name, converted to Judaism, adopted like an entirely new identity.
I need to do that because I've been fucked up in my mind.
So what's her new name?
Oh, I can't say that. Yeah, I can't say that.
Her name's just Nina. That's all we're going to call her is Nina. Operation Nina. So hold on. she like plagiarized like one little paper in college, just one little deal?
It was an
or was it her plagiarized her background, like her skill set?
No, she like her name, she was Russian. Nina is her name. She
You dated a Russian chick?
It was a published like research paper that was like out there in the world, like, you know, in journals and stuff. And she had written it with somebody else. And she basically just took his name off of it, said it was all her.
You smart people are real fucking uptight about a bunch of shit. You know, I'd be like, man, my buddy helped me. I took his name off. What the fuck? It's no big deal. So she
you'd be upset about that.
So she got a new identity, and so now she's going to MIT.
And she's going to MIT.
I think so.
Got such a good identity, she couldn't even fool the people at the admissions at MIT.
She's a Russian spy. What do you expect?
Now, Nick, maybe you could be like a double secret agent, 007, and go tell on her.
I don't know.
Hello, MIT admissions. Yeah, this is an anonymous call, and I want to let you know that the Nina, that's not her name, is a plagiarizing little bitch, and you better look into her.
She's working for Putin.
Nah. I wouldn't do that. I think we'll try to keep the peace.
If you see her on campus, what will you say?
I'll say hi. I'll be nice.
Hi, Nina. Do you know Russian?
No, I don't.
Not even hi, Nina.
Oh, no, I know how to say
hi, Nina, don't kill me. I mean, do you know that?
Please.
That one, that's Nick. I know that you're a pretty quick learner. You might want to fucking learn that one particular deal. Hi, Nina, don't kill me.
Don't
please.
Kill me. I'll learn that one for sure. Yeah.
So MIT starts what, in August?
September 1st.
September 1st.
Got to be up there a few days before.
Do you got to live on campus?
No, I have a really nice little apartment right off of campus.
Aww. Well, how much does it cost for Krista and Steve to keep you two campused?
No kidding.
My Lord. L.A., you got to get a house in L.A. for Bella.
Yep.
You got to get a house. Well, you had to get a house in it. I know you didn't live at Cornell, did you?
Yeah, I live off campus.
Off campus. I'm sure that, you know, that wasn't cheap.
No.
But and now you're up there in Massachusetts. Isn't that where MIT is?
The really nice thing about getting a PhD is they pay you to go to school.
What a fucking bragger.
I mean, they're going to keep us till I'm 30. I mean, it's not good pay, but
They're paying is it the government?
You get like a stipend.
Is the government? Are you going to be working for the CIA someday, Nick?
He already does, but boy, I think he's here.
Oh. Are you scouting the place out, Nick? Are you going to take me down?
No. I'm trying to get money. I want to get money from anyone who will pay for my PhD. So, if you guys know anybody,
like a company or something,
right on.
Wait, I mean, yeah, like companies will pay for them.
Listen, I only require high school. I don't even require diplomas to work here. So we don't know. We're not paying for shit as far as I don't even have health insurance around here. So I'm not paying for somebody to be a fucking PhD. How about like Jabil Circuit or something like that?
When I was over there in Taiwan, I lost this dude's email. This dude said, Nick, let me know when you start your PhD. We'll cover the cost. And I have no idea what his email is.
Well, how would you know? Everybody, any email from Jabil I could find, like, hey, remember the dude in China? That's me.
And your dad hasn't hit you in the mouth over that one? You had Jabil.
Does he not know?
Does Steve know that?
Yeah, I'll get in contact with them. I'll try to figure that out.
You had a guy from Jabil Circuit that said, we will pay for your PhD, and you lost his fucking email?
I've been looking for it. It was in the middle of Taiwan.
Answer the question.
Yes, I lost the email. I lost my Jabil email account,
Steve,
and I didn't save it.
Steve, text me right now if you want me to beat his ass for you. Serious.
That's when you text yourself the email. Like, this is the guy that
Nick,
wants to pay for my schooling.
You're very scattered and not organized.
I'm working on that.
You're the smartest, but the most fucked up, really.
Yes.
Most people that are like Nick are like that.
You think Bella, I feel like I'm your parent right now. You think if Bella was hanging out somewhere where the fuck you're hanging out at and said, hey, Bella, I'll pay for your medical school. Just email me when you get back. You think that bitch would have lost that? Hell no. She would have put it in her bra or some bullshit that she didn't lose nothing at.
I'm putting that on my to-do list right now. That's a good point.
People that are organized like that are impress me a lot because I can't do it.
Nick's not organized. He can't even retain
I know, but that's
email.
What I'm saying. People that are very impressive because I can't do it.
It blows my mind that Nick lost that email. We had a guy signed up, ready to pay for everything, Nick. Hello? Now poor Steve's have to pay like $500,000.
Do you remember his name?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you just look him up?
I would literally be at the thing called Google.
I cannot find him.
Hello?
I looked for hours.
Hello,
like drive over there, knock on the door, and be like, hey, Jabil, where's this guy at?
I'd be hanging out in the fucking employee cafeteria trying to remember what the guy looked like. Yeah. Hey, are you the guy I saw in fucking China?
I'll be like, the headquarters is literally, what, 10 minutes from here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, Nick, you're dumb as fuck. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Alan in Cincinnati.
Hi, Al.
What's going on?
Well, I got the Diaco kids in here. They're cool as shit.
I know. My wife was listening yesterday. She said, although it's not the flashiest place, if Bella ever needs a place to go, UC College of Medicine, she could walk her through the door.
University of Cincinnati?
Yeah, well, my wife actually, July 12th, she takes over planning all the curriculum for she teaches three different classes.
Bella, this guy's wife is like lose
this email. Yeah. Like, I'll actually keep this email.
Hey, this is the guy that owes Dan a Rolex. Dan has his information.
Well, hold on. His wife is such a slinging dick that she does medical commercials that Dan negotiated, made a ton of money, and she's like a big-time director of the University of Cincinnati School of Medicine.
Wow.
So Bella won't lose this number, unlike fucking Johnny Birdwatch over here.
Bella, she's actually created the countrywide curriculum for transgender medicine.
Oh, wow.
She's been on Fox News and all that stuff.
Wow.
So,
now, is there different medicine for transgender people than there are regular people?
Well, I mean, they have different separate
there's
issues.
A completely different set of curriculum that she did, and then she's actually transferring in the middle of July. She's going to create the entire new curriculum with one of her partners for the entire med school.
Wow, yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, she's a big sling indeed. She really is, and they're Bubba Army. At least he is. She hates us, but Alan. Can I put you on hold and get your what? Not for me. Not that I'm trying to get nudes from her or nothing. But I'm for Bella. Get the email for Bella.
Yeah, I also wanted, before you put me on hold, I wanted to get your thoughts. Did you see the thing with the name, image, and likeness for the NCAA that went to the Supreme Court yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I was going to talk about that here. They ruled against the NCAA, did they not?
Yeah, that guy Kavanaugh, did you see his statement?
So what does that mean with the Supreme Court ruling against the NCAA? Does that mean now that athletes, not just in Florida and other states, that are going to start, you know, letting them use their likeness, but now nationwide they have to start letting them do that?
Well, they kind of put the NCAA in a trick bag that they've got to let every state do it, because the Judge Kavanaugh came out and said, quote, "The NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America. All of the restaurants in a region cannot come together to cut cooks' wages on the theory that customers prefer to eat food from low-paid cooks. The NCAA's best argument for refusing to allow players to make money is that the fans supposedly want college athletes to be unpaid." Law firms cannot conspire to cabin lawyers' salaries in the name of providing legal services out of a, quote, love of the law. Hospitals cannot agree to cap nurses' income in order to create a pure form of helping the sick.
I mean, I know Kavanaugh got under some, you know, became a Supreme Court justice under some adversarial type deals, but I like that opinion. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it makes a lot of sense. And if the NCAA was just going to allow, like, California and Florida to, you know, allow these athletes to cash in, everybody else was going to be fucked. Everybody was going to go there and here. So the NCAA has to do something.
His other comment was, movie studios cannot collude to slash benefits to camera crews to kindle the, quote, spirit of amateurism in Hollywood.
Well, good. It looks like, you know, the athletes will now get an opportunity to be able to market themselves. And, you know, I think that I'm all for that. I really am.
Yeah.
See you later. Oh, Alan, I got to get his. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I got him.
Gone.
Alan, you there?
Gone.
Somebody call Alan.
Good job.
We got to get
now. Bella's screwed. Nothing.
No,
not
Alan,
going to med school anymore.
Thanks, Uncle Bubba.
Alan, call me back. Alan.
Alan calls all the time.
We got his number.
And Dan definitely has it.
Yeah, Dan negotiated actually a pretty good contract or for his wife that did a national medical commercial. So unlike Nick, Nick, does your dad know about this?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
He does now.
Yeah. Well,
It's all right. I got funding for the first year is paid for. I'm applying to a bunch of fellowships and stuff. It's probably covered.
And Dan.
Oh, so who's funding you for the first year?
MIT is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So that way you're not beholden to a company then.
No, I'm not.
That's actually, you're probably better off actually.
My first year, I have freedom. Hopefully, yeah. I'm applying to fellowships and stuff now. Like to.
He's a lone wolf. He likes to do
you're
it
probably,
his way.
He's probably better off to do it this way.
Yeah. Fuck Jable.
It's 180 there.
Yeah. He quote unquote lost the email.
He doesn't give a shit. He just wants to do it his way. He doesn't want to be beholden to anybody. Yeah, tell him he can't watch birds during his fucking lunch hour.
That's a deal breaker.
Will Smith, now, have you live in L.A., Bella, have you heard the ongoing rumor about Will Smith? Because he's very famous in L.A.
Are you talking about how, like, him and his wife are swingers? That rumor?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. Like, yes. Is that well known out there? I've always heard that in the entertainment community. It's always been said that they were very open about, like, she would go live with a man and he would have, like, a couple girls
what do the newspapers out there say?
So, I mean, I heard about it like a couple months ago and I didn't really believe it. And then I looked into it and I was like, oh, wow. I mean, it seems like they really are doing that. Yeah. And
what's his wife's name again? Jada.
But then I also heard that like one of them sleeps around and then the other one doesn't. So I don't know.
I heard that she had a relationship with August Alsina. And it got inappropriate. Like, they had separated, but they didn't.
August Alsina.
He's like an R&B singer.
Oh.
But he's half of Jada's age.
And they were together. Yeah, but here's the fucking thing, man.
I'm telling you, I saw this interview.
But when your husband's Will Smith, man, how do you outcool that motherfucker? Like, some jazz guy can't outcool Will Smith.
I mean, if he's half his age, maybe he can do something new. You never know.
Right, you know how the old timers are, don't I? Well, I mean, your dad's still crazy.
Yes.
I mean, your dad still has the skills he used to, supposedly.
Yeah, he's trying to go with that random chick on the train.
Yeah. Your dad's so horny, he has to have it on the train. I mean, as soon as they pulled out of Lakeland, he was already getting after it. Hello?
Yo.
What's up, Iggy?
Hi, Iggy. What's up, bud?
What's going on? I just wanted to make a fucking statement, basically.
All right. So, do I need any music or anything?
Nah, man, I just need 32 seconds of your time, brother.
All right, buddy, go ahead, Iggy. The floor is yours. Iggy, you there?
Great. Sounds good. Thanks for the statement. Nice Iggy. And clear.
Iggy, you there?
His Bluetooth kicked on.
Iggy! I was hoping I wouldn't hear a fucking Kiss concert explosion.
That's what it might have been.
What was that all about? Can we trace that down a little bit?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's people's feelings involved.
Right. Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's healing that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, these are just clips.
So what happened, Jada?
Okay. So I think it was about four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Started a friendship with August.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looks like fucking Will's about ready to come unglued here, does he not?
Yeah, he looks like he's about to lose his fucking mind.
We actually became really, really good friends. Mm-hmm. And it and all started with him just needing some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me wanting to help his health, his
penis.
Yeah.
Mental
state. His penis needed help.
His dude.
And we found all those different resources, you know.
I tell you, I think she's hot as hell.
Oh, yeah.
For real. Like, yeah.
How old is this?
This came out probably last year sometime.
Okay.
Helpful. That seems,
2020, July 2020.
And from there, you know, you and I were going through a very difficult time.
Yeah.
That particular point in time, it was indefinite.
Yeah. I really felt like we could be over. You know?
No, and we were
over. And then what did you do,
Jada?
I got me some dick, some strange dick.
I think from there, you know, as time...
Man, she needs to get some Diacos.
I went on. I got into a different kind of entanglement.
I think you need to say...
It's called BDSM.
Clearly what happened.
And I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
Hey, that's what I said.
Hey.
An entanglement?
Yes.
Is that what we're calling it? Remember that now. Entanglement.
An entanglement.
Bella, in case some dude starts to try to use that shit on you. I fucking already know what this means, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A relationship.
Yes. It was a relationship. Absolutely.
We were fucking.
Yeah.
We decided that we were going to separate for a period of time and you go figure out how to make yourself happy.
I was in a lot of pain and I was very broken. Now, in the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily,
what's that mean? You can't find happiness outside yourself. I bet you
No one else can make you happy. You have to make yourself happy.
I know, but man, a couple of million dollars will make me fucking happy.
She likes to speak in euphemisms.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like Mandarin.
Exactly.
You and I were also going through a process of healing in a much different manner.
Nick, have you got any texts, Romina Diaco type texts about from Kelly telling you to fucking shut it down? can't believe you said that.
Somebody,
get the fuck off that radio.
Some rando messaged me about 3D printing. That's all I've gotten so far.
Really? I found fine 3D printing hot too.
I would.
During that time, launched into an interaction.
Now, Bella, are you seeing anybody currently?
No.
Like, there's no hot LA dude that you're dating?
Not like anyone that I'm officially dating now.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
I think I'm going to
between the lines.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that one. My next line of questioning might get mad. Krista might get mad at me.
Well, my parents know about it. They do, because my parents love to question me about that stuff. They thought for the longest time that I was just some like huge nerd, because Nick brings home girlfriends all the time. He's had the crazy Russian. He's got Kelly now. And I've never brought home really like a long-term relationship. And my parents for
you're
the longest
time. You're more of a player, I think. Nick's locked down, Willie, and you're kind of a player.
A little bit. And so, not really though, but more than Nick. And so
Nick,
my parents
Nick
always
loves
ask
to be in a relationship, right? He loves to be locked down.
Yes. He's been in relationships since middle school. He's always had like a girlfriend. Yeah.
That's pimp. I mean, that's kind of pimp.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Nick, you would be a hot commodity on the open market, man. I'm just telling you, bitches would be going crazy over you.
Different style. Different style.
He's going to start getting texts from Kelly right now. Tell that
fucking fat old guy to shut the fuck up. Come back home now. Me love you long time. Get off the fucking air. What part of that don't you understand? I'm out front.
I just saw Blue Jay.
Oh, I'm not out front because we don't have a car. We live in a fucking garage. I'm sending an Uber over there. Bella, you're kind of a pimp. You're kind of a player, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I got to brag.
I bet there's a lot of guys that are going crazy over you.
I will say I got to brag about it because it made my ego boost a little bit. There was my most recent person that was interested in me was a USC football player.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I was one
hey,
of...
Hey, girl.
Yeah, because I tutored athletes this semester.
That's the best flex ever.
Yeah, so
I need to tutor some athletes.
Uh-huh. But, Anna, unfortunately, you left school 15 years ago.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot it all.
They want girls in their class, not somebody that could be teaching the fucking course.
Yeah. Wow. No.
Sorry on the flex. Fucking,
I know.
Sorry.
I forgot I'm old.
Someone got flex back.
I know.
Bella, that is an unbelievable flex.
Yeah, so I was... tutoring athletes all semester, and then at the end of the semester, one of my football players was like, "Yeah, we should hang out." And I was, of course, I would say yes to that. So there you go.
Hell yeah.
So does Steve watch USC football and be like, "Look at that wide receiver, 80. That's yeah."
What position?
Bella's friend.
He's a cornerback.
Okay.
Cornerback.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
With August, what do you feel like you were looking for?
Dude,
I just wanted to feel good.
She wanted to.
What does that mean?
She wanted a jet ski.
Yeah.
It had been so.
Will wasn't bringing it.
Will wasn't bringing it with that 50-year-old wrinkled up Willie. She wanted to bring, you know, she wanted the jazz singer guy, the seal guy.
Long.
She wanted
dick.
That. That's what she wanted.
Long dick.
Long, hard, crazy. She wanted a jet ski.
Long. Since I felt good.
Husband, I'm with now.
And that really makes you as a husband feel like a real piece of shit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Screaming intensifies.
I got to be with you at the press conference while you late.
I actually think that if they could get through this and that this that they probably have a dynamic that nobody, that most people could only dream of have. Not most people could probably get through that. Mm-mm. And they did.
World, about your transgressions. Like I love my baby. I'm gonna stand by my baby no matter what.
No, I definitely understand.
Yeah. Somebody else calling. This could be the president from Jabo wanting to give Nick the address. Hello.
Yo, it's Alan.
Hi, Alan. Oh, I hung up on you accidentally. I wanted to put you on hold to get your wife email. Hold on, Blitz. I wanted to hang up on him again, but I didn't. That would have been pimp. Only because it would possibly fuck up Bella.
Why it would look that way or feel that way, but I actually don't look at it as a transgression at all. Through that particular journey.
Man, you know what? Trans
comments.
We gotta start. So funny. We gotta start using the word trans on some of our bit. Like we gotta label some shit trans. Huh? That's what's cool. That's cool. That's the new hip word, trans.
Like a transgression.
Whether it's a transgression or a transgender or a trans, everything. Fucking,
transmission.
Yeah, transmissions are cool.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing that I know right now that has trans at the beginning of it that the society doesn't love.
Right. I'm a big fan of transmissions.
I learned so much. Mm-hmm. About myself.
Transgressions, transitions, transsexual, mm-hmm. transformer.
Yeah. And was able to really confront a lot of emotional.
I gotta tell you, she's a very beautiful woman.
She is.
She's very
stunning.
Beautiful. Yes.
Beautiful
stunning.
Skin.
I would.
Immaturity.
No. Now, hold on. Is that a hint of drop down cleavage? Is that kid drop down cleavage? I can't quite see there. Like right here. See?
Yeah, I see. I think that's a boobie.
Is that?
It's not a sternum.
What is that?
I think that's a boobie.
I think that would be.
Is that ear dog? Is that like a dog ear flapjack? Is that a flapjack?
Emotion.
It got a hint of a flapjack, doesn't it?
Well, she's got a few kids.
So immature.
I know, but you go get some Diacos, you pump them up, and you have the real cleavage. You should know that.
Pretty emotional insecurity.
She's almost 50.
And I was really able to do some really deep healing.
yeah.
Really a joy to just help heal somebody.
Yeah. Bella, were you doing some deep tutoring?
Oh my God.
Sorry, that's inappropriate. Chris just texted me.
I wasn't sure I was ever going to speak to you again.
I know.
Yeah.
Trick ass lying bitch.
Like, the fact that I'm speaking to you again is a miracle. I don't want to go through this no more.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Yeah. I'm going to get you back first. And then,
so I'm going to sleep with 10 groupie bitches on my next film.
Right, he should.
He should. That's how it should go.
Yep. Back. I think you've gotten me back.
Hold on. I think you've gotten me back. That means he's been caught. I heard that he got caught a lot.
I think so, too.
And then,
you're going to get me back. I think you've gotten me back. I think we're good on that. Okay?
Yeah. Because he's been caught. He's been caught a million times.
Okay.
I wish, you know.
No, but as in today's, I probably can't ask Nick this because he's very much in love and, you know, I think you're very loyal and things like that. But like in today's younger generation, are there open marriages and stuff? I mean, Anna, you're the last.
I see it on Bumble all the time, Bubba.
You're the last motherfucker that needs to have an opinion on relationships.
I'm telling you, I see it all the time on Bumble. It doesn't matter. I see it all the time. I still want to. I see it all the time on Bumble. They're like open couple. My wife knows I'm here. It's
That's
very
half
common.
The people on
in the world, I think.
Well,
now they have a way to talk to
Tinder.
Each other on Bumble.
Half the people on
Tinder
like
and
that.
Bumble. I see it all the time.
So
fucking
like,
weird.
So like, is that? Bella, are some of your girlfriends doing that? Like open deals?
I don't know many people that are married at my age, but there's open relationships are a huge thing. Absolutely.
So on the it's in the dating process. So you'd be like, okay, I'm going to date like five girls and you're going to date like five dudes and we're not going to get real fucking crazy.
But
over
you're
the
each
deal.
Other's like primary.
But
partner.
You're my primary girl. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's basically like. I have some friends that have like friends with benefits type things. Like they have a main person that they go to and then they. But it's not like official.
Some spin-offs.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And there's young, attractive girls that are doing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nick, what you're bobbing? You're saying yes. Nick, what do you know about this?
I've got so many friends who do this. Exactly what Bella's describing. You know, you have like a main girl, no labels ever.
Yeah.
And then you just see whoever you want.
Oh, cool.
Or no, but like an actual open relationship is where you're in a relationship with someone, but you can date other people. Their Bible is called the ethical slut. My cousin did this for a while.
Anna's going fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's called the ethical slut. I forgot who the author is, but that's their Bible. And they're just like, oh, you can be polyamorous and it's, you know, it's ethical and you can do it the right way.
Isn't polyamorous and like the people in Utah that have like six wives?
No, that's polygamy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, close.
Close. Yes. Poly meaning many.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's polyamorous, what you just
said? Excuse me? Polyamorous means like many love. I think that's the Latin.
Does that mean like Hugh Hefner has like four bitches up in the, like living at the house?
Well, that's just like polygyny, yeah. Where it's like many women and like one guy. Yeah. And then polyandry is like one.
How do you know about all this shit?
We studied in mating strategies when I did like evolutionary psychology and stuff.
Oh, can we tell Nick and Bella,
no,
who are
don't.
Both college educated and are in college?
What are you going to tell them, please?
I'm going to tell them the study that you did when you were in college.
Oh, right.
Right. Oh boy.
The summer of cum.
Oh.
Oh.
Hold on.
Well, this sounds fascinating.
But don't forget, she did that because she was afraid to tell her parents she had to go to jail or get arrested.
Go to jail?
Anna, can you please tell Nick and Bella about your college experience in Michigan, please?
So I was in grad school and.
You got to tell them where everything?
I was in Michigan, like Detroit, Metro Detroit. And beautiful. Over the summer, I did a project about sperm competition, and we would have to collect like live sperm samples from guys that just jerked off in the bathroom, and we would give them like $25 a pop, and it looked so dodgy because they'd come with like a lunch bag full of cum, and then I'd be like, "Here's the money." Like it was really gross.
Oh my
god!
Yeah, Nick's working for Ford, trying to find out new 3D printer deal. You're doing cum research.
Yeah.
Detroit.
One thing that's kind of funny is almost all research is like that. There's always real sketchy stuff that's kind of gross.
And it might be like even federally funded, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just, you get grants and everything.
You just write a paper, you hide all the gross details, but all research is like that.
You put it under a microscope. You see if there's any swimmers.
Now, Bella, when you get back to L.A., are you and cornerback Willie going to, you know, kind of keep dating again? Or are you going to go for the quarterback? Or are you going for the shooting point guard for the basketball team?
We'll see what happens. Who knows? We'll see.
Have you guys been talking at all?
A bit. Not much.
Does a Tampa guy probably doesn't even have a chance with you? Does I mean, like. One, you're not going to be here very long.
Yeah.
And two, I don't know that you probably, do you guys think that you'll relocate back to Tampa once you are ready to start your career? I'd say chances are no.
I mean, it literally, for me, it depends on where I get into med school. And then from there, wherever I get my residency. So I'm kind of, I don't have like a place in mind that I'm.
Yeah, but couldn't Dan and Daddy Joe and Grandpa Joe maybe pull in a Tampa General residency kind of deal, you know, just because
I'm trying to get as many connections as I can, but
For rotation, she'd probably be popping off all over the
nation. Now, where are we
going
to, and Nick, where do we open your manufacturing plant at? Like, you know, where do we need to start going buying some land out in Lakeland or something like that?
I'll be anywhere that's not LA or New York City.
Is that your, like, have you been to LA much?
I spent a few months there. Anaheim, if you can call that LA.
Yeah, not quite LA. He's in Anaheim.
Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
Disneyland, yeah.
And no, you don't like it?
It's really not my speed.
It sucks out there, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It's so pretentious and so, right?
There were, I remember walking on a street and there were like two or three restaurants and then like five stores for dogs.
That makes sense.
Like, and three weed stores.
Yeah. Yeah, it was,
and then Louis Vuitton store.
It was weird. It was weird.
And the traffic there will make you want to kill yourself. You will think about
Bella,
committing suicide.
Do you want to stay in California or are you California'd out a little bit? Like, because I mean, you're a Florida girl and it's a really big difference.
It is. It is a big difference. I mean, I really have a hate-love relationship with California. There's a lot of things I really love, but there are some things that I'm, you know, I could live without. And it has made me appreciate Florida more. I really thought, and my whole family thought I was going to go to California and never come back. And so they weren't too happy about me going to USC, especially my grandma. She thought she was never going to see me again. But I mean, it just depends. I think there's certain parts of California that are better than others as well. It really just depends. And we'll see where it goes over the next few years. But I would be very happy to come back to Florida.
You know, your mom and dad would like it too.
Oh, they would.
I think they would prefer you over Nick.
They're telling me, go to Massachusetts.
If you were to ask Steve and Krista, one of your two kids will come back to Tampa and start their career and going to be, you know, very successful as they would anywhere, but it's going to be in the Tampa area. Who would you prefer that be? Nick and his big ass manufacturing plant or Bella and her medicine practice? What do you, Nick, I'm not trying to be overly stiff with you because you got me in trouble in year seven. You little fucker. You made me look like a child toucher at seven. But I would say they probably would pick Bella, don't you think?
There's absolutely no question about it.
Oh, he's such a good brother.
But also, they might think, you know, you're more equipped to be abroad than Bella.
They'll pay for my flights back home for short visits.
Short visits.
Short visits.
Yeah, I think you drive them more crazy than Bella.
Yeah.
By far. And finally, my last story to get your guys' opinion on is Sesame Street creates family with two gay dads during Pride Month. I actually think this is pretty cool. Like, I mean, I think this is an issue that I think Sesame Street has been geared, and its template is to potentially address things that young kids could be dealing with.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were growing up and stuff, obviously we never really had to deal with this situation in our lives. And as, you know, gay dads adopting kids or, you know, having kids or surrogate or whatever, I think that potentially kids could be addressed with this scenario and they have to know how to deal with it.
You know, when I was in elementary school, I had a pen pal, and the girl I was writing to had two moms. And she said, but don't ask about it. It's a long story. And I was so confused because, I mean, like, nothing was ever on TV. It's not really something that was visible here when I was younger. I think this would have been helpful.
Do you write cursive or print?
Print.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know how to write cursive at all?
No.
No, for real?
What? Yes, you do.
I got into fountain pens recently.
Of course you did.
I'm old school.
Anything weird, you're into.
Oh, no, didn't Dan get you one or something?
Yeah. So, oh,
you broke his. Broke it. It was $450.
Yeah, you broke,
oh, my God. This was so embarrassing. Dan got a brand new Mont Blanc fountain pen. Yep. I'm like, Dan, look, like the tip is bendy. You can bend it.
That's right.
And I just like completely bent the nib back.
Oh, and he was full hot. He may not expressed it to you, but he came on the show the next day and he's like, that little motherfucker.
He was so pissed.
I've never been more embarrassed about anything in my life than when I did that.
And Steve had to whip out $500 and buy him a new one.
Did he get a new one?
I think he did. He did get a new one. I don't know how, but he did.
Yeah, your dad clean up your messes again, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
He was so mad about that.
I've never been more embarrassed.
I guarantee you Bella can write in cursive.
Yes.
Yeah, not very well, but yeah.
Do they not teach cursive anymore?
They do, but you don't practice it after third grade.
They teach it. Yeah, they literally teach it in elementary school, but I haven't used it since then. Really.
I kind of use a hybrid between cursive and and both is kind of how I my B is cursive, and then everything else is printed. Then my CLEM is I'm fucked up over the deal on the cursive deal. Nick, so you're into fountain pens?
Uh huh.
How many you got?
One.
he's way
what, are you
into
trying
it.
To be Benjamin
but it's
Franklin
a nice
now?
One.
Here's what happens.
Like, what are you going to write? Like, I mean, are you doing like fucking diplomas for people and shit? Like, what are you doing?
Write on scrolls.
I just love writing on scrolls. Yeah. I just love writing with pen and paper, and it just feels good to write with.
I know, and I like writing like hold on
post-its.
Let me just show you something, Nick. Uh-huh. I start my day out. You're gonna
with a paper calendar.
Hold on. I still have a calendar. I have to write everything down.
Oh, yeah.
That's how my calendar is. Yeah, I write everything down.
That's awesome.
But then I start my day out with, I got all these handwritten notes.
Uh-huh.
At 4:15, I sit down and I write all these handwritten notes. So I do the same thing. I love writing. People are like, why don't you do it electronically? And I'm like, because I can't. I cannot.
You remember it better when you write it, actually,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't keystroke it. I must write it. But I don't need a fucking fountain pen to do it.
What do you get, a Bic?
Oh, does he know about my Bic obsession? Probably not.
You should gift him one.
I'm going to give him one.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Hold on, I got a box.
Do the fountain pens come in
boxes? A box of 24. They're like $15.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. They're really good, though.
Oh, my God.
These are my favorite.
They're like all my roommate uses, too. Mm-hmm. She is such a fan of Bic pens.
Hold on, but I'm going to be a little bit more specific, Bella.
Okay.
Bic 1.6 velocity.
What?
Wow. Very specific.
That's what it has to be. It has to be the 1.6 velocity. I don't know where all my new ones are.
Oh, there's a box of Bics right here. The yellow box?
Hold on. Okay. Those probably are shitty ones. Hold on, let me see.
They are. They're Lummies. Somebody sent them to Lummy.
So I want you to take one of those pens out, Nick.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I got it.
Do you have one out?
I got one.
Now I'm going to throw this one to you so you catch it.
Yeah. Got it.
So hold on.
Not with your eye.
Everything was going good until Bubba fucking poked out Nick's eye. Yeah. Now, hold on.
What kind of heat would you get for that?
Now, hold on. I want you to take the Lummy pin, not mine, the shitty one, and I just want you to write in, you know, some Mandarin shit or whatever you write down. Just write down something on.
This is awful.
Okay. Now take my 1.6 and feel it.
It's nice. It's light.
No, I'm right on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, fucking 80s made out of plastic. Man,
that's nice.
But hold on. Can you feel the difference?
So smooth.
Yeah, it rolls.
And it's kind of, it's, and I know it's got like a fatter, more jelly type feel.
Tip.
And so those are the only pens I write with are Bic 1.6 velocity. Everything else, I feel like I'm cutting the paper. What? Like,
wait, hold. Can I throw you one?
Are you sponsored by Bic? I feel like if you're advertising this much, they should send you some free pens.
Yeah, they should.
This is your favorite. This one right here?
Yeah, that one.
No.
That's not a fountain pen. That's just. Have you tried these ones?
This is shitty.
What?
This is. It feels like it's cutting into the paper.
Anything thinner. Yeah, it does.
No.
But.
Fuck this pen. This pen sucks.
What kind is it, Nick?
It's a Pilot G2.
Okay. How much is that pen?
Those are also my favorite.
They're like a dollar?
Oh.
Yeah.
$2? Oh. I mean, this feels better. This definitely feels better.
This is like comparing Adam's tits to Diaco's tits. These suck.
Adam's tits.
Dr. Adams. Oh. That's Dan's big competition.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get heat with Dan, say, hey, Dr. Adams does good work. Mm-hmm. He will fucking come unglued. Yeah. I'm just telling you that right now.
I'm glad I know that.
Come over here. You can have this shitty Pilot back.
Thank you.
I will. That's the only pin. So I kind of have a pin fetish in the fact that don't hand me anything other than a Bic 1.6 gel. Because everything else, I can't. Us entertainers are highly strong fucking weirdos. I'm just saying. I think we're pretty much done. What do you guys think? Where's your mom and dad at?
They are still in Boca Grande.
Yeah, where are they banging at right now?
Oh yeah, currently banging by the beach in Boca Grande.
What railing is Krista bent over right now?
Oh my God! Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Poor kids.
What fucking coastline is Krista looking at right now with Steve behind her?
Stop. They're staring at
her. Oh, I have a question. Have you ever caught your parents?
Oh, how can you not? They do it all the time.
When I was really young, I walked in on them once.
I walked in on them over winter break, like a few months ago.
You did?
No.
What happens when that happens?
It's
therapy, lots of it.
I mean,
you walk in, you see the bed sheets fly up in the air like a magician trick.
And then
they just sit up and they're like, huh? Oh, Nick, come on in.
Yeah.
No, I What's know up? Better now. I never go into their room unless I really need to.
And isn't their room the only one that's upstairs?
No, all of our bedrooms are upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's upstairs from the upstairs?
So our house is...
Like, okay, you know that big long...
They call that the playroom, Bubba. It's got all the whips and chains.
No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Are all the bedrooms on the same floor where the kitchen and the living room is?
No, not in the house.
Yes, sir, because there's a... You know where the kitchen is, right?
The house that I'm living in?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought the bedrooms were back by that bathroom and stuff.
Oh, those are...
No.
That's where Bella and I work.
Yeah, so there's like offices. So basically the layout is the first floor is just the garage. Then the second floor
and the gym. There's a lot of time. A lot of people go to the gym.
Yes, we do have a lot of traffic through the gym.
Yes.
And then the second floor is the living room, dining room, kitchen, office.
Big long table. I love the big long table.
Yeah, gorgeous table. And then upstairs.
Overlooking the bay. Don't forget that part.
Oh, yeah. Most beautiful view. I saw a dolphin this morning.
If you want to see the best views, just follow your mom's Instagram.
Yes.
She's got the best views.
She does.
She does.
And Gail steals. Yeah. And Gail Guarder looks hot as fuck.
Anyway, steals Blitz's photos.
Yes.
Yeah, steals mine.
Have you guys heard? Upstairs is where your bedrooms are?
Yeah.
I've never been up there.
Oh, well, yeah, it's just three bedrooms up there.
What's that, Blitz? What are you saying?
Have you guys heard of your Uncle Dan's idea to build a house out there?
A glass house?
He wants an invisible house.
I have heard this idea.
He's
like,
so fucking
It's like a
loony.
See-through house so you can still see the water. But
yeah,
it's
he
like
wants to build a house there right across the street from his, but the house is made of mirrors so that it doesn't impede his view.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's how fucking weird he is.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you get it.
Like a periscope.
Like a glass house so that when he's in his current house, he can still see the ocean.
Yes.
But not a glass house, a mirror. Like he wants to have mirrors so that it bounces off like a periscope.
He wants the roof.
Around the house.
He wants the roof to have mirrors and that reflect the sea back to his
That's
mansion.
That's such a bad idea. He'll realize immediately why that would be a bad idea when the sun rises in the morning.
Or when it gets dirty and all you can see is a bunch of smudge
marks.
Or when Krister and Steve are going crazy and they have sex in the balcony of the glass house. Everybody can see it next door. Hey, I'm watching Steve and Krista go at it.
Little Danny's like, what's that? Is Aunt Krista okay?
I don't know. She looks like she's getting choked out to me. She got two black eyes for wrecking the Ferrari. Poor little thing.
Mommy and Daddy don't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know, we got to end the
Yeah, we got to end
it's
now.
It's starting to get liable. Starting to get defamatory. Nick, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you for rolling with it, my friend. Thank you. Bella, thank you. For being on the air, and I look forward anytime you guys are in town.
Tell Nick there's a snail kite outside.
Is there?
No, of course not.
That's the most excited he's been ever.